Military ruler Pervez Musharraf didn't merely do something unconstitutional. The general suspended Pakistan's constitution entirely. And that's what Deputy Secretary of State John Negroponte went to Islamabad this weekend to talk about. Negroponte told Musharraf to lift the state of emergency and release all political detainees. Musharraf apparently stood his ground. He refused to end emergency rule because he said it's needed to guarantee secure elections. NPR's Philip Reeves filed this report from Pakistan's capital.
It's day 15 of Musharraf's emergency rule. Pakistanis are beginning to take stock of what's been an especially turbulent and painful time. Thousands of political activists, lawyers, trade unionists, and civil and human rights workers have been detained. Independent TV news channels have been ripped off the air. Pakistan's leader, Pervez Musharraf, and a former Prime Minister, Benazir Bhutto, are having a furious public dispute. The country is volatile and unstable, with daily firefights between the army and Islamist militants in what used to be a popular tourist area. The US is angered and worried, but it's standing by its man. That much was clear from a statement that America's number two diplomat, John Negroponte, read to a news conference in Islamabad today.
President Musharraf has been and continues to be a strong voice against extremism. We value our partnership with the government of Pakistan under the leadership of President Musharraf.
Negroponte said that he urged Musharraf to lift emergency rule, that it's incompatible with free, fair and credible elections. So far, there's no sign the general will agree. Musharraf has recently been defending the emergency. He says it allows the security forces to create the stable environment necessary for elections. Negroponte also pressed Musharraf to retire as soon as possible as army chief. The generals promised to do so before beginning a new term as president. But the U.S. envoy's strongest words concern Musharraf's crackdown.
Unfortunately, the recent political actions against protesters, suppression of the media, and the arrests of political and human rights leaders runs directly counter to the reforms that have been undertaken in recent years.
Before meeting Musharraf and his security chiefs, Negroponte spoke by telephone with Musharraf's leading political rival, Benazir Bhutto. The former prime minister returned to Pakistan last month after 8 years in self-imposed exile. She'd been trying to forge a power-sharing agreement with Musharraf. The US encouraged her and Musharraf to work together to move Pakistan from military to civilian rule. Since the emergency began, Bhutto's gone into outright opposition. She's now calling for Musharraf to leave office altogether. Negroponte's comments today suggested the U.S. still hopes the two will patch things up.
Engagement and dialogue, not brinksmanship and confrontation, should be the order of the day for all parties.
Among those scrutinizing Negroponte's performance was Anita Weiss. She's professor of international studies at the University of Oregon.
What I took away from Negroponte's press briefing was indeed that the United States still strongly supports Pervez Musharraf. They're terribly concerned about the proliferation of extremism. I know for a fact that the United States is extremely concerned with where are Pakistan's nuclear weapons, and they believe that in Musharraf's hands, they're in the safest custody that they could be in.
Analysts say the main reason Musharraf imposed emergency rule was to allow him to purge the Supreme Court of independent judges, especially the Chief Justice. He accused the judges of interfering with the working of government and humiliating officials, though it's widely believed his real worry was that the court would refuse to validate his recent election. Much of the senior judiciary has been sacked after declining to take a new oath of office. The judges' restoration is one of the main demands of Pakistan's opposition parties. Shortly before Negroponte's arrival in Pakistan, the authorities allowed several independent TV news channels back on the air. But two other news stations, GOTV and ARY World, were shut down altogether. They'd been broadcasting overseas from a base in Dubai. But the Pakistani authorities successfully persuaded their studio owners to ban further transmissions.
Azadi! Azadi!
As Negroponte met with Musharraf and security chiefs, protests were underway outside GOTV's offices in Islamabad. Among the crowd was activist Tahina Abdullah. Like many here, Abdullah believes shutting down the station is more evidence Musharraf will never allow January's elections to be free and fair.
Never. It's not possible. It's absolutely impossible. This is another step in the rigging of the election. One more step.
It was a step like that which Negroponte came to Pakistan to try to prevent. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Islamabad.